broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for March 10th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we follow the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is indeed our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, brilliant and one of the great solutions to the problems we face. Americans have got to engage or we're going to lose our liberties. It's that simple. By the way, it is a freedom loving, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind issue at a time Friday. And we hope you help us restore the republic. We reject revolution, but stand for restoration, a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, providing more freedom to more people in the history of the world than any other historical example, bar none. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And the good sheriff alongside riding shotgun also in, he's traveling in Ohio today. Welcome back, sir.
Yes, I sure am.
All right. There's so much to talk about. It's kind of hard to even really know what to focus on. But I want to start out with a quick story of interest. Kurt wants to talk about this frequency film. Kurt, it's a 2000 American science fiction thriller drama film. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I was just curious if Sheriff Mack had ever seen this movie, but you know, it's got Dennis Quaid in it, and a guy named Jim Caviezel. I'm sure I said that wrong, but anyway, they work as father and son.
Jim was the one that played Jesus in Mel Gibson's movie,
The Passion of the Christ or something like that. Anyway, so I bet he did a good job, but to me, it's a really great show. I watched it with a buddy of mine that was having a birthday, we got together and that kind of thing. But they say in October of 69, the firefighter Frank Sullivan dies in a warehouse fire. And then what you've got is you've got this mixing of 69 to 99. You're going back and forth and you use the some kind of a device, which, you know, some people are not familiar with, but it's called a ham radio. You can look it up, and it's just interesting to see how this movie mixes those things. But the thing I like the most about it is, you know, they focus on a family and the love of a husband or a wife and, you know, children and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, in the end,
we got to do Siskel and Ebert thumbs down on that one, don't we?
No. They spent $31 million on it and they brought in $68 million.
Just think how long we could run Liberty News Radio on that, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, it's called Frequency.
That's pretty old. That's a real
It's a 2000 movie from the year 2000.
Well, at least Kurt graduated to color films these days.
Yeah, that's...
But you know what? I did see it, and that is a good movie. It is a good movie. Very good.
What rated is
okay,
it?
Okay, good. I'm sure it's like PG, you know.
Yeah.
But I watched it with our device. It takes out any swear words. So, you know, the guys who I was watching it with were like, why is it quiet there? You know, because it takes out the swear words and puts in the words that you can read but not, you know, hear. So it was a good show. And, I thought I'd bring it up in case you're
I didn't remember a lot of profanity in it. I don't think it had very much.
Well, not a lot. But, you know, you're talking about a guy that just wants to avoid all of that. So, you know, that's just me, you know.
Who, me, you mean?
Yeah, that's you, Sam.
Yeah,
I
want to avoid all that if I can, yeah.
Good point.
Well, I got to add something real quick to that now that we're talking about it.
I know that's kind of unacceptable in our society, but you know how I roll.
Okay, the best movie by far of 2016.
Okay.
Is and was Hidden Figures. And I recommend it to everybody, every family, every Mormon, every Christian, everybody. It's no sex, no cussing, and very inspiring, and it's a true story.
And Hidden Figures?
Hidden Figures. It's about the three black women that really made the NASA program take off back in the first orbital flight of John Glenn.
Here's the real question, though. How true is the story, really?
The way they make it look, it looks extremely true. They show the three real ladies at the end and tell a little bit about each one, shows their pictures, and gives a little bit of background from them. And, yeah, it looked... It doesn't look like a fake.
Well, then you got some serious questions. Either the information's not accurate, or the glass ceiling and the racial tones have been shattered from years ago, my friend.
Well, it definitely brings that up. Yeah, the movie definitely addresses that.
But then how come we're still running around saying we got to have Women's Day where they won't even smile because we've downtrodden them for so long and such? What gives with that?
Yeah.
No, really, women ran around for International Women's Day, a day without a woman, and they refused to smile because, you know what, they've been forced to smile from the cradle because of people like you and I, Sheriff.
Well, I always smile, too. Does that mean we should have a man's day?
Heck yeah. Bring it on.
Yeah. More smiling.
You know what they'd call it, though? They'd call it Man Cave Day.
Yeah. Every time I do an interview, my wife tells me to smile. She says, don't look mean. Right. Make sure you smile.
Yeah, yeah. Like yesterday,
We need to have a man's day, dadgummit.
You're right about that. Cave Day coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We'll plan it. We'll organize it. We'll get it done. We'll probably raise billions.
Yeah.
It'll just be tremendous. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, Scoop Stanton, New York, wants to chime in. Hi, Scoop.
Hey, good morning, Sam. Good morning, Kirk. Good morning, Sheriff. Sheriff, I was listening to you talk about the movie, The Hidden Figures, about the space program.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, there's one major fallacy in that movie. One of the women that was depicted is actually a white woman. The movie shows three black women. One of them was a white lady, but for some reason Hollywood wanted to airbrush that out of the history books.
Well, that seems to be very difficult because at the end of the movie, they show the three black women that they had in the movie.
Right, but...
And they all look black. But, they all look black to me, but yeah.
Right. But one of the ladies that they didn't tell you about was white, or is white. But I tell you what, I'm on my way home now. I'll look it up and give you a call back.
All right, let us know. But
email me.
But yeah, as far as I understand, there's some concern details about that narrative, about how true that it is. And my response is to the mainstream press, either one, it's not accurate and they're trying to make a racial play out of it. Or if it is accurate, then black people have been treated pretty good. They've been working for NASA for 40 plus years or whatever the case is. And the women, I mean, I wonder what they're getting paid. I wonder if they're downtrodden. But hey, black women at NASA, I don't think that there's we don't care about black people in America and they can only just live in the hood, right? How does that all work? You can't have it both ways.
That's a good
point.
And it shows that the racial divide was conquered not by the black people, but by the white people. And that's another key component of all of this, is that equal rights and equality did not happen because black people made it happen. It was because white people made it happen.
Right.
Anyway, the Kevin Costner part was very powerful.
All right.
He's the one that broke the barriers.
Literally, all right.
He got a sledgehammer and broke the barrier, literally.
All right. Now, what's this film called again?
Hidden Figures.
All right. Have you seen it, Kurt?
No, I haven't.
Or did we lose Scoop?
What's wrong with you?
Well, Scoop is searching for another Scoop in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We let him go because he said he was going to go home and look it up and confirm it. But we ought to find out the details, though. Kurt will look it up on the break and find out, was one of the women white? And if so, why are they manipulating that piece of the story? See, why can't white people be given credit, too? Why can't we just all credit the real people for the real things and be truthful all the time?
Tell the truth?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Whoa.
That's how we roll, right down truth and freedom constitutional lane, baby.
Well, even if the movie is completely fiction, it was a great movie.
Okay.
Very inspiring. Loved it. I've seen it twice, and I'd like to see it again. I will buy the video when it comes out.
There you go.
They say Hidden Figures is a 2016 American biographical drama film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what...
But seriously, at the end of the movie, they show the three characters, their names, and the real person. And they tell a little bit about each one. So.
All right, they say the women paved the way for those working in NASA. Well, man, that glass ceiling is just shattered, folks. I'm just saying. Maybe we don't... Should we smile at those women? I think the answer is yes.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped. And having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Well, Kurt continues to learn about this film, Hidden Figures, and get some details on it. And there's a lot of reports that are mixed on the whitewashing of the real story in the film, etc. Nevertheless, Sheriff Richard Mack saying it's a phenomenal film. Go watch it. It's very touching, very interesting. And so we support watching the film, and we support getting the facts. How's that? Meanwhile, though, the good sheriff's in Ohio. How come, sir?
Well, it was a real honor to be invited here to this convention, conference, and there's all sorts of different religions here. I met some sisters last night, and I saw them at their booth this morning. This is Bringing America Back to Life, the BABL conference, and It also has another acronym, PAVE, P-A-V-E, and it stands for Pray, Act, Vote, Educate, Paving the Way to Life. And this really is powerful, and you and I and Kurt have had this conversation on the show before about how really I don't think America can make a comeback unless we restore the sanctity of life in America and across our country and across our hearts and in our families and homes, and stop calling the killing of babies, whether they're in the womb or wherever, stop calling that a constitutional right. I can't believe that people with a straight face can actually say that, but they do, and that's the part of the brainwashing and the propaganda scheme, that if you say constitutional right long enough, some people are going to believe it. And it, indeed, far too many people, millions of people, actually believe that in America. And the narrative of such a... I was on the radio show last night with Pastor Ernie Sanders, and talking about these disgusting things that are going on in our country, like the Women's March and how they were dressed with women's genitalia and holding on to their little girls' hands, taking them through this smut and immoral parade. And then I said, it appears to me that these people, Ashley Judd and Madonna and others, have completely lost a sense of morality, a sense of right or wrong, and that good will be called evil, and evil will be called good, and that's all happening right in front of our faces while they're parading this around in front of little children as if that was supposed to happen and that that's a good thing. And so I've been thoroughly disgusted with every bit of that, and I think, well, when you look at people like that, it's not too hard to imagine. It's not too far of a stretch to imagine these people calling the killing and murder of little babies who obviously are at the most defensive stage of life that there ever could be, that it's just a constitutional right to do that, and it's a woman's choice to do that to a baby who is completely defenseless. And so I really love this conference, I'm here today and got a meeting tonight with Pastor Ernie Sanders at his Tea Party group, and I'm giving my class tonight, and then I'm speaking at this conference tomorrow.
All right, what's the conference called again?
It's called the BABL, Bringing America Back to Life.
Bringing America.
The website is bringingamericabacktolife.org.
Okay. Wow. Is it well attended?
It appears to be. Yeah, I haven't seen the entire group yet in the main hall, but it appears to have a lot of wide support from many different religions.
Well, that's phenomenal. We need more of that, that's for sure. And I basically said the most important thing Donald Trump can do is advocate for the pro-life principle. Look, if we can't protect the most innocent among us, if we can't protect life, what can we protect?
Yeah,
you're not going to have liberty and property. I'm telling you right now.
I mean, it's like they're removing one-third of the basic fundamental God-given creator-endowed rights. We'll skip life and go right into liberty. But, you know, really, they've destroyed all three, Sam, and you know darn well that they have.
Yes.
There's no more pursuit of happiness when Sam Girard cannot make a salve and sell it and give it and market it to people in need. And so now he faces 48 years in prison. Same thing with Cox and Kettler. Same thing with the Bundys and Hammonds and Finnecombs and the whole nine yards. There is no respect for property rights in this country, which is essential to liberty, and it's essential to the pursuit of happiness. So all three of them are way gone out of here, and it's just disgusting how far this has gone.
But the good news is people are starting to wake up and realize what's wrong. And people are starting to make a difference, and people are starting to rally behind the right causes. Donald has already got rid of the Mexico Accord, or whatever you call that, where we fund abortion around the world. So that's making some sense. Now we got to double down domestically and advocate for pro-life as well.
Well, I really like this because it's a conglomeration and a co-op of so many different religions. And I've said that before, and so have you, that when the Catholics and the Mormons and the Presbyterians and the born-again Christians and so on and so forth, when they all get together and fight for a change in this heinous activity going on in America that we've endorsed as a constitutional right, when all those religions get together and fight to get rid of that horrible practice, I believe it'll happen. And that's why this conference has me encouraged.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a convention. What an opportunity. How come we don't hear more about this in the mainstream press that this convention's going on?
Yeah, well, the mainstream press is all about cheering for people who believe that we should have more abortion.
All right. I guess Addie Johnson's there?
Who's that?
I guess one of the leaders. But there's a lot of good sponsors and exhibitors to the event, too. Have you checked those guys out?
Oh, yes. In fact, I brought a CSPOA folder with our Freedom Coalition letter and list, and I'm going to give it to all the speakers.
Yeah, because it's important. I mean, when you talk about this stuff, you got to realize there's good people sponsoring this, and we've got to fund them. We've got to support them. We've got to put our money where our mouth is. But they're talking about a lot of things at this convention. End-of-life issues like euthanasia, assisted suicide, mercy killings, death with dignity, and many other issues that are near and dear to most of us. But it all rolls down to the respect for life. I guess Bobby Schindler will be there, huh? That's Terry Schindler's brother. You remember the whole big old Terry story?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the girl who was euthanized or allowed just to starve to death. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it Schindler? Isn't that how you say her name?
Well, Schiavo. I think her last name was Schiavo.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. I saw that and I said, "How come they?"
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, Bobby Schindler is the so Schiavo's her married name. I'm sorry, that's the confusion.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's
yeah.
Bobby Schindler is his name, but Schiavo is her name. You're correct.
Right.
Anyway, sorry for the confusion. I was just thinking it said Schindler when I looked at Bobby's name on here. So I just, anyway, yes, that makes sense now. But there's people that are making a lot of difference. And Bobby has dedicated his life to educating the public about end-of-life issues. You need to grab Bobby and see if Bobby will support our getting folks out of prison plan.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Freedom Coalition, ladies and gentlemen, thefreedomcoalition.com. We'll talk more about that, more about a whole lot of issues in seconds. Sam, Kurt, and the good sheriff all on your radio. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Police officers who used a GPS to track the movements of a car after it had been sold to a new owner violated the Fourth Amendment, ruled U.S. District Judge Christine M. Arguello, who granted the second owner's motion to suppress drug evidence allegedly obtained through the illegal search. The Fourth Amendment dictates that a search warrant cannot be issued unless it applies to a specific place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. In May of last year, officers from the Colorado Springs Police Department obtained a warrant to track a 2001 white BMW owned by a suspect in a narcotics investigation. A month later, police surreptitiously attached a GPS tracking device to the car The owner subsequently sold the vehicle to a man named Charles Jason Wood, and police began to shadow him without obtaining a second search warrant. Officers allegedly witnessed Wood conducting a drug transaction. A search of the vehicle allegedly discovered illicit narcotics, guns, and money. During the evidentiary hearing, one of the detectives involved in the case admitted that subsequent to the sale of the BMW, he had doubts that the subject of police surveillance was the suspect named in the initial warrant. Judge Arguello said that this testimony demonstrates that he and his colleagues had notice of risk that he was pursuing a warrant unsupported by probable cause. While granting the motion to suppress was an extraordinary remedy, law enforcement officers have the extraordinary duty to ensure that they pursue their important work with an appropriate regard for the foundational constitutional rights of those they police, wrote Judge Arguello. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're mixing a bunch of topics together on your radio today. We're talking about Abby Johnson, who, by the way, is this evening's gala presenter. She's the gala dinner presenter, Sheriff. And Sheriff Richard Mack is attending and speaking at the Bringing America Back to Life convention. BringingAmericaBackToLife.org is their website. Anyway, Abby Johnson is the speaker for tonight's dinner gala, and she used to be a worker at Planned Parenthood, and she jettisoned the pro-death industry, and she'll be advocating for pro-life. She has become synonymous with the pro-life movement's fight against Planned Parenthood. She's the perfect person to lead this fight, they say, because she was a director at Planned Parenthood until 2009, when she dramatically left the abortion pro-death world.
Why did she?
Well, you'll find out tonight, my friend.
Actually, I won't, because I'm speaking at the Tea Party tonight.
All right. Anyway, you ought to go to that gala and check that out, or have somebody go.
Well, I'm definitely going to get to know her.
We'll have to get a hold of Abby and find that out. Give her my card, have her join us on the radio. We need to talk to Abby. There's a lot of good things going on in America, folks. Now, Scoop called back in. He said it's true. All three women were black. However, their contributions were not as portrayed. Kurt, you want to add to that? Your research shows what with regards to this?
Well, it shows some of the pictures. You know how, I mean, there's some white people look a little darker than others, and some black people look a little darker or lighter than others. And apparently this one lady, Katherine Johnson, she was from somewhere called White Springs as well. And she looked pretty white to me, but apparently she's African-American.
She's definitely mixed blood.
Yeah. And let me make sure this is clear. If you're half white and half black, you're black. Got it?
Yeah.
Good. See, I got a problem with all that, not because I care whether someone's white or black, but because I got a problem with, we want to play games here, right? Barack's as much white as he is black. Why are we saying that he's black? And is it okay to be of mixed race?
And some, actually, in some of their contributions that I've read on the internet about their personal background are exactly as the movie portrayed it. I don't see any major discrepancy between the movie and their personal bios that I've read. on the internet.
Yeah, any other tidbits on that, Kurt?
You know, it's, it points out things that a lot of Americans, you know, that if you didn't live in the South and didn't live in the whole segregation world, that you just didn't understand, like having different bathrooms for different classes of people. I first learned about that in the 80s. I just didn't know that, you know, growing up out in Arizona. But it's,
Kurt,
sad
that... My wife
that's...
made the same comment that you're making.
Yeah.
My wife made the exact comment. She goes, I never saw any of that stuff. I mean, she was born in 58. I was born in 52. I never saw any of that, ever. And obviously, we all lived, Kurt and I, not Sam, maybe, we all, I know he didn't. In 1955 is when Rosa Parks was arrested. I was alive. I was 3 years old at the time. So
wow.
I never heard about any of that.
Yeah, that was the media probably just wasn't covering it. And you probably at 3 years old weren't reading a whole lot of stuff.
But still, still in the first grade, I was
yeah,
in the
you should
grade
learn
3 years
more.
Later. Right? Mm-hmm. And I never, none of this ever came up. And, blacks went to my elementary school. Blacks went to my high school. I played football, basketball, and baseball with black guys. And
you didn't even hate
and
them?
And they didn't have a separate bathrooms for them or anything?
No, and we all showered in this same big old locker room area. And,
yeah.
And nobody said, wait until the white guys are done. And, this is, if somebody had said that, I would have said, what are you talking
what?
About?
What?
Yeah. Why are you being so stupid? Get out of my way,
Good
well,
point.
You know what? The sad part is this. You got the race deniers and say there's no such thing as racism entirely. Then you got the people that say racism is everywhere. In fact, you're a racist. You just don't know it. If you're white, you're a racist. There's no. And the truth is in the middle. The truth is there's been some wrongs in our past that we got to admit to. That doesn't mean that we need to, put collars around our necks and act like we're slaves today to make compensation or reparations for what happened before. There's an appropriate balance to say, most of America is not even racist. I work with black and white people all the time and don't care what they are. In fact, I don't even care if somebody's half black and half white, and I'm not ready to call them white or black. I'm just saying they're an American, and so am I, for crying out loud. When are we going to get over this stuff? When are we going to move on? When are we going to talk about things that matter, Sheriff?
Well, I agree with that, and the most powerful part in the movie, the most emotional, powerful part, where one of the black ladies who I think it was the one that was the light complected, the mixed race one, Katherine Johnson, I believe. Anyway, she had to go a half mile away to get to the first black bathroom when there was a ladies' restroom just right outside the door. And she'd be running in the rain and snow or whatever else, not snow because where it was. But she'd be running in the bad rain and come back all sopping wet. And the boss, who was Kevin Costner, would say, where is she? I always need her, and she's always gone. And finally it came to a head, and she was just, he says, where have you been? He goes, why do I look up and you're not here? You need to be here. You need to be available. And she goes, this is such a little issue kind of thing. But it was the most powerful part of the movie. She was, I have to run a half mile to relieve myself. And she really got into, and I can't have coffee with the same white people, and I can't use the white. And she is really being emotional. She's really yelling. She's got tears coming out of her eyes. Kevin Costner, the boss, grabs a sledgehammer or some sort of hammer and goes outside. And in the bathroom, it says whites only. And he, in front of security guards and the entire staff, knocks that sign down. He says, there, now we just have bathrooms. It's an American bathroom, something like that.
Yep, and the mixed bag on this is I support destroying a sign that says whites only, except for, if somebody has their own business and they want to put whites only on there, I think they should be able to. Not that I agree with them, but again, when do we start to violate other rights in the name of rights? And I'll give you an example. We've gone too far. That's why I say this middle ground is appropriate. Now they want to say that, while your wife's in the bathroom or your daughter's in the bathroom, Bubba ought to roll in there too, right?
Yeah.
And see, now we've gone too far.
The ones where I think that really applies that's happening right now is if my religious beliefs say I'm not going to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding, and they fine them or they want to charge them or sue them or arrest them or whatever else. That's absolutely absurd. I mean, it is. And if I want on my property to have all whites, all purple, all pink polka dots, that's my property and I can do what I want. They want to make hate and prejudice against the law, and it's not. Now, on a public building, you know, the government can obviously has to be neutral on all of that. And NASA, I don't know, it was probably government funded, but it was. But this was a man, a white man, exercising leadership and establishing a new policy with a sledgehammer. And I totally loved that part. It was the best part of the movie. I loved it.
All right, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We broke it down the best we can. There is some debate about whether they were all mathematicians and whether they were really as brilliant as they say and whether they really deserve credit for as much as they're cited for, etc. So there's some debate about some of the movie, about the whitewashing of the movie. Anyway, speaking of movies, or speaking of reality checks, Sheriff Richard Mack is at this Bringing Life Back to America. I'm trying to think of the exact name here.
Yeah. Bringing America Back to Life.
Bringing America Back to Life conference. There's a lady there you need to meet, Sheriff, too. Her name is Monica Kelsey.
Okay.
And Monica Kelsey didn't know this. She was adopted. She knew that, but she didn't know that she was born of rape. Her mother was brutally raped and left on the side of the road to die. Anyway, Monica tells the story and stands for pro-life and says, I'm sure grateful that I'm alive. Rape obviously isn't the way to bring people into the world, but I'm grateful that no one just snuffed me out on top of the crime that was committed. Why commit multiple acts of crime? Anyway, she tells a very poignant story, sir.
Well, I've personally talked to people about in that same situation. And in my neighborhood back in Arizona, there's a girl that was born out of rape. And she served a mission for the LDS Church. And she's just a wonderful lady. And I've always said that if that ever happened to one of my relatives, to my wife, to my daughter, and that if we could exercise the love of Christ in bringing that life to fruition, bringing that baby to a life and existence, and then putting it up for adoption and blessing another family with that child, that I believe that would be the pure love of Christ and something very worthy to do. But at the same time, I believe that that decision lies with the clergyman and the family. And like forcing a 12-year-old child to have a baby, yeah, I'm not sure how I line up on that.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to step into the old days, if you like those old racist days, see, that's what the mainstream press would like you to believe, that all the old days were just horrible, they were just racist everywhere. I agree there was problems, folks. We got to be humble enough to acknowledge some of our bad past, and we got to reject it. I agree with that. I also agree, though, that we can't whitewash the past to make it sound like it was perfect either. There's a balance. But anyway, if y'all want to go ahead and learn about the film Frequency, it was back 17 years ago now, I guess, when that sucker came out. But if you want to watch Hidden Figures, it's a 2016 film that Richard Mack says you really got to watch. Incredible. And the debate about that film rages about how accurate the contributions of the black women really were to NASA, etc. Is it really as they were portraying? Were these women really incredible, brilliant rock stars? Time will tell on that. We'll keep an eye out. But I'm going to go see the film. I'm going to watch both of these films, folks, and tell you what I think. But anyway, so Kurt will watch Hidden Figures, hopefully. And Sheriff's already seen Frequency and says it's a great film, too. So I'll watch both of them. The good sheriff is at right now and attending the Bringing America Back to Life convention. BringingAmericaBackToLife.org to learn more. Incredible speakers focusing on pro-life. I dig it. I don't think there's anything greater in America that could be focused on right now than really focusing on life. A lot of Christian organizations there. A woman born of rape, brutal, hostile, violent rape is there saying, thank heavens she's alive and advocating for pro-life. A woman that used to be involved in Planned Parenthood, now doubling down for the pro-life message. A lot of incredible stuff going on. Speaking of that, Obamacare, they claim that they're going to replace it and repeal it, but they're lying. What do you think of that, Sheriff?
Well, I've heard Rand Paul's message about some of it, and I share some of his concerns. Is this better than what we had? Probably, but I'm not for any socialized health care, whether it comes from Republicans or Democrats. And I believe that the free market system should take care of that. And I believe that states and counties, if they want to have some sort of backup to help pay doctors and hospitals. But a lot of doctors and hospitals already have emergency funds set aside through donations that if anybody needs health care, they're not turned away. I know that for a fact. And so I just think the government ought to leave this alone. And women and others who have stood up and said, I would be dead if it wasn't for Obamacare, I think that's absolutely absurd. It's crazy. If you belong to a family or a church, and they can't raise some money for you to go get some health care or you're going to die, then shame on them and shame on us as a society. It's not Obamacare or Trump care that is going to save us or keep us alive. It's going to be us taking care of each other just as we're trying to take care of Sam Girod and Cox and Kettler and the 53 ranchers and others who have been abused by government, we do that together. We do that as good Samaritans and as neighbors and fellow Americans. It's not some program in Washington, D.C. that's going to save our country or save our health care or save the lives of people who are sick. And that's what's so stupid, that people are actually believing that Washington, D.C. is the answer for education, for property rights, for energy, for commerce, and all this other stuff that is just not related to the Constitution or the proper role of government. In fact, nobody even knows what the proper role of government is anymore. It's been so skewed and bastardized by politicians.
My big fear is that it's not a repeal, and they promised to repeal. And so they will break their promise, and I know they can run around and claim polls show Americans don't want complete repeal. I know they're saying, well, we gutted the process and we're providing the things that Americans want. But the fact is, it's not a complete repeal. Even the Los Angeles Times has a headline that says, Paul Ryan's, quote, Trump care does not entirely repeal or replace Obamacare. And so I'm telling you right now, the Republicans need to learn something, and they need to learn something fast. If you don't do what you say, we're going to be angry. We're going to be livid. We're going to be mad. And the problem that I see is that they're just replacing the Democrat-style socialism, entitlements, etc., mandates, with a Republican-style entitlement, socialist, mandate scenario. Neither are acceptable. And I'm telling you right now, it'll just be Trump care. It'll just be House or government care or congressional care, whatever term. And it's spiraling down the drain, this socialist experiment. And it's worthless. We've got to completely repeal it. Whether we go with Rand Paul's plan or not, don't care. I personally think Donald could repeal it all by himself in about 2 seconds, Sheriff. What he could do is he could quickly say this. Congress and the former president said that it was not a tax. The courts says it was a tax. Due to the conflicting nature of the two branches of government, I, the third branch, call a check to them and call a halt to the con game. Congress, get it together and figure out what you want it to be. Make it constitutional, and I will support you. Until then, go home and work on it. In the meantime, I'm going to give everybody an exemption for Obamacare. Christian groups, via Health Share Solutions, already have exemptions. I'm just granting an exception to everybody, or an exemption to everybody immediately, until Congress figures out this constitutional crisis, this dilemma they put on the American people. You could write one executive order that could do that with the stroke of a pen, sir, and I guarantee it's solid ground.
Yeah, it is, and I think that what you're talking about would be too principle-based, and it exemplifies what you're talking about is the proper role of government. And nobody gets that anymore, and I'm sorry, but even Donald Trump, I mean, is not even close to the proper role. And you're right. The Republicans said we're going to repeal Obamacare, and they said that for at least 4 years.
Well, and they even voted many times to do just that.
Right.
Now they're afraid to take up the same bill they passed before. See, one of the challenges is take the identical bill that you guys doubled down on before and pass it again. But they won't do it.
They're scared to death of being portrayed as killing people in the streets. And the lady who said Obamacare saved her life, they don't want to be the one saying, well, I'm going to vote for something that's going to kill Americans. And the press is going to have a field day if they do that. And they just don't have the courage to do what you just said. And, Trump really could take the pressure off all of them and just come out with that and say, hey, look. But then again, if they did what you just said, if Trump said that and put it back on Congress, then the pressure is going to be right back on them, and they're going to want to give something of Americans' money to those who don't have it. But first of all, healthcare in America was not broke when Obama came out and tried to say people were dying in the streets, and his propaganda scheme got a lot of traction with the mainstream media. And so that's really where it came from, and we ended up with a law that nobody had ever even read, and that's another thing that Trump could use as a Trump card, that we don't even know what this law was, and we still don't, and all we know is it's not working, and I support repealing the whole thing right now and going back to where we were before, and letting the states and counties and families and churches take care of these sort of issues and not the federal government.
I couldn't agree more. Going back to where we were, in a literal sense, is what we need to do. And then there needs to be what we need to do is just stand on a simple repeal. Once the repeal is done, we can talk about the way forward. Selling insurance across state lines is a great example. But they need to basically repeal entirely and then talk about single issue at a time discussions about improvements to the system. And there is a proper role of limited government to support a level playing field, allowing. I mean, the whole purpose of the United States is for people to be able to have commerce across state lines. Somehow they block that out. We got to stop that. There's a lot of ways to move forward. But even the Los Angeles Times say that it's not repeal.
Yeah, and right there, though, let's go back to the very fundamental issue here. Is it the federal government's responsibility to provide any kind of health care or health insurance to the American people?
Of course not. But they should provide a level playing field. If I want to sell insurance in Alabama, what's to stop me? See, that's kind of the...
Correct.
That's why we got to start with simple solutions. Kurt, one final story. You got the floor, sir. IRS is in the news, baby.
Yeah, the headline from the World Net Daily Boys is that the elimination of the IRS is a key part of this whole tax reform bill. I didn't know that, but anyway, they say they're working on this, and they want to, you know, at least a big part looks like it might be the whole fair tax thing, the prebate, et cetera, but... if you can eliminate the IRS in my lifetime, I think we'll have got something accomplished. You know what I mean?
Amen to that. I don't see it happening. I see it to be all talk. I pray it's true. You know, but I'm not for the fair tax either.
Right. If you were forced to take one or the other, though, then I guess you're...
I submit that you can't have a fair tax without some form of the IRS.
Yeah, yeah.
Because who's going to collect it? So yeah,
the states are supposed to do it according to this story, you know.
But I don't want the state
like they
doing
would,
it either.
Just like they would the sales tax that they normally collect.
Right, and then the IRS just trims down and focuses on your business and.
They
shuts
said the IRS
down.
Would vanish. In
See,
this
I think
story.
That's a lie.
Well, anyway, we can always hope for vanishment.
Amen to that. Final word to you, Sheriff. What do you say about that piece?
I hope it's true, and I would. Crawl to Washington to fight for it.
All right. Norm Singleton of Campaign for Liberty will be testifying before the U.S. House Committee on Audit the Fed. So hopefully that'll come to fruition as well. Audit the Fed, get rid of the IRS. We're just getting started. Let's elect Ted Nugent and Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. to the Senate. Now we're getting somewhere, baby. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Travel safe, good sheriff. This nation shall endure.